Forget the drought. Forget the heat. Idaho sugar beet growers may be facing another challenge. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Idaho farmers typically plant about 170,000 acres of sugar beets each year, and the crop ranks as the number six agricultural commodity in the state when it comes to total farm gate revenue. Idaho sugar beet growers brought in $396 million in farm gate receipts last year. But Idaho beet growers may be facing a new challenge. Gordon Vail, technical product specialist in herbicides, tells us about a list of the most challenging weeds.
The ones that were a real problem this year continue to be water hemp and Palmer amaranth. What I hear from growers is that difficult in controlling them compared to what it used to be, say, 5 to 7 years ago. And what really seems to be the resonating theme is that if you don't hit the application timing right in the post segment, you're not going to get good control.
So Roundup-resistant water hemp, which has been newly discovered in Idaho, can grow to 8 feet tall and resembles Palmer amaranth, a close relative that farmers fear may soon arrive in Idaho and bring a suite of resistance challenges. Water hemp can be differentiated from Palmer amaranth by its shorter petioles, which attach leaves to the stalk. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.